Hi, everyone. Welcome to How I Built This, a conversation for those who love entrepreneurship and driving change. Each episode will be bite-sized nuggets of information about building an organization that is teaching our future female leaders the essential skills, skills that will transfer across multiple industries, making them invaluable global citizens. I'll answer three questions they ask of me and guide you through what it took for me to do the work, from a spark of an idea 2 years ago until today. Let's get this conversation started.
The online presence is a topic that I have studied closely and find our talks inspiring because there are so many nuances that have to be considered. What steps did you take to start building the Athena Racing brand?
So this is an area that I absolutely love, but it's also like a puzzle. You have to really consider your name and take great consideration into what name you choose. And then also if the handles are available at all of the social media channels. That's really hard now because of the squatters that will, you know, encroach on really great names. But for us, you know, our name Athena Racing, we did a whole segment on all of the reasons behind that name. But it was also really easy for me to then go find Race Athena and Club Athena. So those are, our handle is at Race Athena at Twitter, Instagram, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn. You find that everywhere, and that just makes it easier for your customer. The main thing to think about is the ease of your customer being able to find you, which then falls into the publicity and PR piece of this, because if no one knows you exist, they're not going to get out there and follow you. So, you know, having the great online presence, you know, a website is basically a business card now. So you have to make certain that your social media, your website, all of your online presence has great branding that shows across every single one of them, and that they're all hooked together. You know, that you have your email service that connects with everything and gets it out there. If you have a store, it's connected, you know, to Instagram and, you know, everywhere. So it's a huge, huge, big puzzle. It takes somebody with one of those kind of engineering mindsets to, you know, put it all together. And then, you know, like, when I'm building a page on the website or when I'm adding something, you know, to Facebook or Instagram, it's not just doing it there. You then have to go link to your JotForms. You have to link to your shop. You have to link to MailChimp. You have to put all of this together.
How do you decide upon which social media channels to use and how much time do you devote to each?
So there are so many channels out there, and, you know, there are certain age ranges and personas that follow each. With Athena Racing, we are trying to appeal to three different personas, three different people. We have our students that we want to get involved, their parents. It's very important for them to see that what we're teaching their daughters. And then we have our sponsors, and they want to see that they're supporting us is giving back to the common good. So for that, I chose our main, and this is going to blow some people's minds, but our main traction comes off of LinkedIn, because this is all very business oriented. We are trying to teach these young girls business so that they are better prepared and equipped to become interns or apprentices, you know, get accepted into the right next steps of education that they want to take. So those contacts that I have out there in LinkedIn have helped to grow the reach of this dramatically. I then also fall back on Instagram to appeal to the students, and then Facebook to appeal to those around the world. Facebook has a huge presence in other countries, and to the parents, because Facebook is more for the parents now. Twitter, which I rarely ever get out onto, personally, to, like, just to keep it up to date, we get a lot of traction off of that. You know, when I go and check the Google Analytics, there's so much coming in off of Twitter, and I barely ever touch it. So that's one of those where I'd go, you know, we should be spending more time there just to, you know, get in front of Elon Musk, or, you know, get in front of NASA. You know, the businesses really use Twitter a lot. So you have to kind of consider who you're trying to approach and where you want to get their attention, but you can't spend 100% of your time on each one. You need to pick one that you really devote yourself to, and then just make certain that you're keeping everything else up to date.
The website is such an important part of being online. How much time and effort do you devote to it?
Our website right now is one of the most important pieces of what we do. Because of COVID and us taking this 100% online, I devote probably 50% of my day just to upkeep on the website. And this blows a lot of people's minds because they think, oh, I got a website. I don't have to do anything else to it. You have to upkeep your website daily, if not weekly. Those who get one and just let it sit there, it basically becomes dusty and has spider webs and cobwebs on it, and Google forgets that it exists, really. So for me, it's really us getting the information out to the students and the parents, and they need to come to one location and be able to see all of that. So our website is very massive in the amount of information that it gets out, and in the way that we have combined so many different things together in one place. So the website is probably the most important part of us being able to get our message out there. I think it's key for everyone. It is your calling card. So as we are at home now and not in person as much, you know, we can't hand business cards out to people. You have to have that website really up to date. And when you think about your entire online presence, your website is your business card. Your social media is where you're spreading your word, but never expect for it to be your 100% of everything. It's not going to give you sales. It's not going to, you know, grow your presence dramatically. You have to do all of this as an all-encompassing project. They all are dependent upon each other.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to How I Built This episode of our podcast, Drive to Success. Make sure you check out our website at athenaracing.org and all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, at Race Athena. Again, that's Race Athena. Our events are incredibly fun and membership is growing rapidly. You can attend as a guest too if you haven't become a member yet. Our programs are free thanks to the incredible support of our volunteers and sponsors.